Can I ask about Singapore as a financial hub?
Yes.
You've had this onrush of money coming here. You've had this big push to lure people here, the family offices. You see many of them here. A lot of wealthy people coming here. And you get two issues from that. And the first one is this issue of inequality, which I know the Gini coefficient has got better, so that in income terms...
In income terms.
Income terms getting better. But there is this, every time I come here, people talk about inequality more.
Yeah.
And I wondered, you've already introduced taxes on luxury cars and properties, but do you see Singapore moving towards other things, a capital gains tax, for instance?
Two separate issues, really, because wealth management, Singapore is a financial center. I think we can grow in terms of wealth management. Family offices may set up here. They are not Singaporeans. They, you know, have their offices here. They manage their funds out of Singapore. We welcome that. It creates jobs for Singaporeans. I think that's a good thing, and we can explain that to Singaporeans. Sometimes it creates frictions, especially when there are ostentatious shows of
Ferraris and things, yes.
And we have just to remind them that, you know, Singapore is a different society. We are egalitarian. Our norms are different. Please understand. And for the most part, they do. Tackling wealth inequality where it comes to our people and our population, that's something we continue to work on, whether it's income or wealth. We have a range of policies. It's not just about tax alone, because in Singapore, we have the ability to also provide wealth injections. And a major reason why we can do that is housing. Almost everyone owns their own home. Majority live in public housing. And when you buy a flat from the Housing Development Board in Singapore, you get housing equity. And that's the reason why even at the lower end of bottom 20% of households, actually they have significant net wealth, net asset value, because of home ownership. So that's one way we can continue to fine-tune our policies to provide more support and uplift for lower income groups. We also have a Central Provident Fund, which is Social Security, which is the individual's own retirement nest egg, which we do top-ups from time to time. So our tool sets are not limited. I know there's a lot of interest. Again, yeah. Bloomberg's favorite question for me.
Capital gains tax,
wealth tax. A lot of questions about tax, but our toolkits are not limited to tax alone. We also have wealth transfers.
I'll take that as a maybe. Just the other issue about a lot of wealthy people coming here is that not all of them have been virtuous, if I can put it that way. You know, you had the money laundering.
Yeah, we've got illicit flows.
Yes, and you had the accusations about, within the US, about one of the heads of the main Asian crime families being here. You've dealt with these things, but there is, and one of your ministers had a very nice Chinese saying, when we open the windows, some flies may also enter.
And sometimes we get more than flies.
Yes. But how many flies can Singapore tolerate? And do you need a bigger fly swatter?
Well, we do have quite a big fly swatter. I mean, we take it very seriously. It's not unique to Singapore. The illicit flows are everywhere. All financial centers have to deal with this. So to us, it's not so much about what, you know, that there is an incident. There are bound to be incidents, and there are bound to be suspicious transactions, and then with intelligence, with cooperation across different countries, eventually we get to the bottom of it. The key is, what do you do? And we are very stringent, and we take swift action. And we are determined to protect our reputation, because that's what keeps Singapore going, a trusted business and financial center.